be so perfect with me, but you just can't. We were having audio problems, so I had to put that on at the last minute. I don't know what's going on with our audio today. But anyway, good evening, everyone. It is Monday, November 29th. It's about 7:30 p.m. on the East Coast, anyway. And you're listening to Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. Go ahead and join us in the chat room at radioshowonline.com. We'd love to chat with you. You can also send us an email at hatemail@radioshowonline.com. This is Jeremy, by the way.
And this is Jeff.
How are you, Jeff?
Little hoarse.
You're feeling a little under the weather, I guess, today.
Very under the weather. It was a fun weekend, but I just feel like I've just been attacked this morning. I just feel a little out of it, really tired. It was a great weekend, but it hit me all at once Monday morning. It's been a rough day.
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but Leslie Nielsen has passed away at the age of 84.
You know, that really is too bad. I know. Did you see the Naked Gun movies?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I mean, when I was a kid, and I think we were that perfect age, you know, 10, 11, 12, when that comedy first came out. I mean, I was such a huge fan of the first Naked Gun when that came out, and the other two were equally as funny. And it was the guy was great, man. Anything he did, you would laugh.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I Naked Gun was an awesome series. I think it was like the initiation of that kind of stupid humor era.
Yes.
You know, where it was just this kind of like a callback to the slapstick days.
Yeah, kind of like, yeah, the earlier days. It was very innocent. It was, yeah, and he was such played the straight guy so well. His delivery was so good.
Yeah.
And he could say any line and it would be funny. And he was actually a serious actor, as I'm just seeing a little bit about his past today as they're kind of eulogizing him. He started off as a very serious actor but always wanted to get into comedy. And literally in the last 20 years of his life, in his 60s, he started having this kind of renaissance and got all these comedic roles, starting with the Airplane movie. And from there, turned into the Naked Guns. And then he did all those, you know, all those like spoof movies in the 90s.
Yeah,
Like even like the Wayans Brothers. He was in all those types of movies that spoofed other movies in the 90s.
Scary Movie 4.
Exactly, those types of movies. And just had a great last 20 years. But I think the most of his life, he was a serious actor, which is even more ridiculous.
Right. Because he had kind of that leading man look, and that made him
the Jeremy Borger look, if you will.
Oh, wow. Jeff, you're too kind. You're too kind. I didn't say this line either. I was going to say, Radio Show Jeff and Jeremy trying to get Jeff a date since August 2010. And I forgot to say it.
Well, now you did.
It reminded me.
The streak goes on.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, Jeff, happy Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday. Now, I did not participate. I heard on the way to work this morning on the radio that this was Cyber Monday.
You're not big into technology.
Not big into technology in general, but also, yeah, I wasn't looking to get the Christmas shopping going at this point, but apparently a lot of other people were. Were you one of them?
You know, I actually participated in, I did the Black Friday thing. I actually, on Black Friday, went out and I stepped into the 21st century and got my first HDTV.
That's a big step. Welcome to the decade.
Now, a lot of people would say, you know, Jeremy, you produce a podcast. Like, how much more geeky technology-y can you get? How can somebody like you, you know, not have a high-definition TV? I think of all podcast hosts / producers, I was the only one without a high-definition television.
And now you're in the club. Welcome.
Now I have one, yes. 42-inch LG LCD. I got the 42LD520 model.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that particular model, but it sounds great.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy your any sports? The Browns game, perhaps, in HD?
Yeah, you know what? I did actually watch. What did I watch? I watched some of the Browns game. I also watched some of the OSU game. And I'm very happy with it. You know, it was weird. When I get the TV, and of course it was my first HDTV, so I didn't have any of the cables.
Yeah.
Like, you need to get the best picture. You need to get, you know, an HDMI cable. Well, I wasn't ready for that. And if you go to Best Buy, where I got my TV, and you want to buy like an HDMI cable there, it's like $40. You go online to, I went to monoprice.com.
Okay.
And it's like $3. So it's a much better savings to go to a website. Because, you know, Best Buy doesn't make any money on the TV. They make all their money on the accessories and stuff. Yeah. So they jack the prices.
Just for the record, I bought the $40 cable.
Did you? Yes. Yeah, that's what I figured you would do.
Yep.
So I went online. I bought several of these cables, just thinking like all the HD devices I'm going to have. And then I had called Time Warner because I wanted to check on something because I wasn't getting the right thing. And they're like, oh, well, if you go to the Time Warner store down the street, they'll give you a cable for free. I'm like, oh. So I just like went in there, and then they didn't even check my anything, and they just gave me a free HDMI cable.
Oh, that's unbelievable. I never would imagine that.
Go to Time Warner's offices and say, hey, I'm here for my HDMI cable, and they'll give you one without even checking.
But Cyber Monday, they said it's up about 25% over last year's Cyber Monday. So yeah, apparently people are really shopping again.
Which is weird because I didn't think, like, the Cyber Monday first got coined like around 10 years ago when people first started doing shopping online. And the idea was, it was back when nobody had high-speed internet at home, you know, but people had high-speed internet at the office. So the idea was, oh, well, if people aren't going to shop online from home, they're going to wait till they get into work on Monday, the Monday after Black Friday, where they have their high-speed connections and slack off at work and shop online. So I thought, you know, maybe over time that would erode because people have been home. Like, you've had time and opportunity to go online. But I guess there's some pretty good deals. I'm looking at do you have a Blu-ray a Blu-ray DVD?
No, I don't. And that's actually on my list of things. That's my next purchase in the technology realm of things.
I saw some good ones on Amazon today. What are they? Maybe before Black Friday. I mean, like, depending what you want, you can get like a low end, you know, a Blu-ray player for like $70.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what the range was even. I didn't know if it was in the hundreds. Okay. Yeah, that's not too bad.
They've definitely come down. And then, like, you can get, you know, ones that can do the Netflix streaming and are like are wired to the internet and that type of thing for like the mid 100s.
So, okay.
Yeah.
I would definitely check that out.
So there you go. Shopping advice from a radio show with Jeff and Jeremy.
How were the lines, though? Was there any lines? You went later. You didn't get up. We should clarify. You went up at 3 a.m.
Yes, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't get up at 3 a.m. I actually, this wasn't even a special Black Friday deal. I actually went to Consumer Reports and was like doing research.
This could have, you could have this the next day.
This happened. Yeah, like this, and the store happened to have. I was willing to order it online, but the store happened to have it. And have, you know, ordering a TV online, it arrives when you're at work, and sometimes there's problems. It's a pretty big, you know. So I'm like, I'll just go pick it up. It's not a big deal. So I have to pay sales tax, but not a big deal. By the way, if you order online in the state of Ohio, you're supposed to claim that when you do your taxes. Like, even though they don't charge you state sales tax, Ohio charges you sales tax.
Is it the honor system?
I mean, I guess, until you're audited or something and they track you down. But yeah, so right now that's the way it goes. But anyway, Jeff, what did you do this weekend?
What didn't I do, Jeremy? This is the most action-packed weekend I think I've ever had. It was unbelievable.
Your most action-packed weekend ever?
Ever. It was nonstop. I'll start from the beginning, I guess.
All right.
Went out Wednesday night, did a little Coventry bar crawl, which is a nice tradition some friends and I do on the east side, night before Thanksgiving. And then Thursday, I had a great family Thanksgiving. Went out to Treehouse Thursday night for the Turkey Jam. Live music at the Treehouse, very good crowd. You know, you always wonder on holidays, but people are looking to go out. They had a big meal. They're getting restless with the family, and they want to go out. So it was at Treehouse Thursday night for Turkey Jam. Friday was kind of the low-key day, which was good. Kind of recouped and rested. And then Saturday did that 5K run downtown in the morning. It was 30 degrees. Brutal, brutal temperatures. Ran down around Cleveland Stadium and back just over 3 miles. Hmm. Watched Ohio State, Michigan at some bars. Saw your fiance, Jen.
Oh, yeah.
We just missed each other.
You and I crossed paths.
We did.
Yeah, I was out running and getting, I was setting up the TV and doing all that kind of stuff. I got there later, but when I got there, I was told that you had already gone home to take a nap.
I took my, I had a very regimented schedule on Saturday. So I was up early doing this run, then went to the map room to watch Ohio State game after at the block party. Took a 40-minute nap at home and then went out on this bar crawl at about 4:30.
Yeah. Yeah,
so I had very tight windows to make this whole day work. And the bar crawl, it was 14 bars. I hit 12 of the 14 from about 4:30 to 1 in the morning.
Now, did you drink a beer at every single one of those
bars? No. Sometimes it was a half beer. Towards the end, I drank more when I wasn't driving. But I was driving a little bit in the beginning. But I've never hit so many bars in one day. From Lakewood downtown, we all had orange shirts. So we'd kind of come into a bar and take it over. They had deals at every bar. I was paying like $5 for a round of 3 beers. Wow. It was just an awesome day. There was probably 40 people doing this, 12 bars. I mean, it was great. But at the end, you're just cashed out. And then, it was just a great idea. They do it annually. Can't wait to do it again. It was so much fun.
By the way, we're watching headline news, and there's this story about this teen mom teen mom missing, and then there's an exclamation point. I don't know why they felt the exclamation point necessary. But this girl, Paige Johnson, I guess, is missing, and the photos they're showing of her are like her, like what looks like a Facebook image
it does,
or something.
It does, yeah.
And you know, like she's doing where she's holding her camera and taking a picture of herself in the bathroom mirror, the classic bathroom mirror at an angle. Yeah. Look at my little shorts shot. And this just goes to say that if you are ever abducted, they're going to use pictures of you from your Facebook page on the news.
That's why I don't ever do those shots of me in the bathroom.
So be careful what you put out there one day, because you do not want your mom seeing this if one day Jeff Longsworth missing and yeah. there's a picture of you.
That's why my shots are only in like either suits or your very high-end dress. I do not want to be seen doing that shot in the bathroom. You're right. Every picture that's ever been taken of you, if they need a picture on the news, they don't care what it is.
Right. They just Google your name and whatever.
And they're
going to
put
up,
it right on the air.
That's what they're using. They just keep looping the picture.
Yes.
Poor girl. Hope she's alive. Anyway, so yeah, I did a double Thanksgiving actually this year. That's what Jen and I normally do. We do my parents, then her mom's house. So I get two turkey dinners in one day, which if you can time that is great. You know, mm-hmm. if you're with somebody and you can like time that so you get the lunch Thanksgiving and the dinner Thanksgiving.
It's
in
a beautiful
one day,
thing. Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's what I was thankful for.
Yeah.
Double meat. This Thanksgiving, got the TV, and then like unexpectedly ended up going to the Cavs game on Saturday.
Oh yeah, good, great win.
Yeah, so it was an awesome game. Went to that, and then on the way back from that, stopped at my friend David's place. He lives at the WT Grant Lofts. Have you ever been there?
No, I don't know where those are.
They're right on Euclid, like next to. What is that place? Next to House of Blues, kind of above Zoop and above like Teresa's Pizza, which is closing, by the way, on Euclid there, right by Cadillac Ranch.
Yeah.
And but yeah, one of those places that I had never been in. It's like if you're thinking about living downtown, it's not one of the first places that come to mind. But him and his girlfriend moved in there a couple months ago, and it's a pretty cool place. They have gas fireplaces in all the units.
Oh wow, okay.
Which is kind of an interesting feature. Huh. Do you have a gas fireplace here?
I do, yeah.
And two cars.
Two cars.
And yeah. Is this your only high def TV, or you have another one of these too?
I have one in every room.
You're a spoiled man.
No, it's my only one.
You sell drills? Is that
pipe? My one friend says Jeff sells pipe.
Something.
So apparently I'm selling pipe.
Is that what your business card says?
Yep, pipe. If you need pipe, give me a call. I'll have it to you within 10 hours.
You're a pipe layer.
Yep, I get pipe if you need it. Yeah, right. Oh, see, I'm too tired.
Also, did the annual cutting down of the Christmas tree, or where we go and watch somebody else cut down the Christmas tree.
Where did you go?
We went to Northfield
Park.
Northfield Park. We cut down Northfield Park. We had they're growing Christmas trees, and the horses would run around them, and they would we would cut that out, cut that down. No, it was in North Farm Park out in Burton. And it's one of those places where you can go and they actually will take you out in the field and you can pick your tree and they will cut it down for you right there. So we just started doing that like a couple years ago, and I think the trees are a little bit more expensive, but you know, the whole experience of going out there, they have hot chocolate. You can have some free hot chocolate.
That's nice for the city slickers to go out to the country for a little bit and then go back to your downtown apartment.
I did. I felt like such a stereotype.
Was that your country time then?
It felt like such a stereotype.
I mean,
you know?
Seriously.
Like these people like live, you know, on their property, and we pull up, and I mean, we don't have a fancy
taking
property.
Pictures of them like they're freaks.
We pull up in our.
Is this
SUV.
How you people live?
We pull up in our SUV, you know, with our sunglasses. It's like that Saturday Night Live skit. You know, Jen's like chewing her gum, and I'm like, "Hey, babe."
Yeah, that is a great skit. Yeah.
We're gonna cut down a Christmas tree, babe. And they like. Stupid city slickers coming up. No, it did actually feel kind of like a stereotype. Oh boy, she's making our wreaths, and she was asking us about our special day. But no, it was awesome. It was a good time.
So you really knocked all that out then over the weekend. So you got a lot
of
your Christmas stuff
done. Oh man, it was busy.
Done.
Yeah, trimmed the tree, put the lights, hung the lights on the balcony.
Yeah.
Did the whole set the TV. It was a very productive
sounds
weekend
like it.
For
sounds
me.
Like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So while you were doing that, I was from Saturday morning till Sunday night. I was drinking. Not drinking. I was out at bar crawls or Browns tailgates or Browns games or post Browns games for almost 48 hours. It was about 36 hours straight.
You were in a perpetual state of wastedness.
From Sunday morning till Saturday morning till Sunday night, it was just nonstop. But we called this going into it. I said it was going to be an awesome weekend. There was so much going on, and it was.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Jeff, 7:45. It's time for sports.
This is our sports segment?
Yeah, we've never done this before. But so let's talk about the Browns.
Yeah, ugly win. If there's ever such thing as an ugly win, this was an ugly win. They basically won despite of Jake Delhomme. They won in spite of our quarterback, who got the nod because he used to be a Panther, and because of his familiarity with the defensive schemes, that resulted in several interceptions by him and basically almost losing the game. We barely won this game. We got very lucky. It was very ugly, but it was a win, so I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, the chat room's also reminded me that I booked my honeymoon, that we booked our honeymoon.
Oh, you really were efficient this weekend.
Yeah. Did that.
Did you do your taxes, too? And
plane ticket, yeah. Did my taxes. I built a small log cabin.
Yeah, you really did.
And I farmed and tilled some soil. The Browns. But you know what? I feel like it's one of those things where they start doing well, and I want. And it's the first time. You'll be surprised that I know this. First time that we beat this team, the Carolina.
I didn't know that. So I'm surprised you knew that.
Yeah. So there you go.
That's
the only sports fact you'll ever hear.
That's your contribution.
Yep. You're welcome.
But on the sports theme, though, I know this is your next. I like to get the big headlines. I'm going to steal
from
you.
Go ahead, Jeff. Go ahead.
LeBron James coming back to town, Jeremy.
LeBron James and the Miami Heat.
Now, he used to play for the Cavs. Right. Just for a recap for some of our listeners. Yeah. He played with us 7 years. He was one of our better players and decided to leave. Very classy about it, though.
Yeah.
Took his time, weighed the pros and cons, decided he was going to go to Miami. And now he's coming back home. I think the fans are going to be glad to see him.
He took his talents to South Beach. Yeah. Now, he... I don't know what the fans are going to do, and that's the whole question. So there's a movement on Twitter.
There's a movement on Twitter?
There's a movement on Twitter. Twitter. Again, it's a technology thing. You probably aren't on it. Actually, you are on it, but I don't think you've ever done it.
I had one post when I went to Vegas a year and a half ago that said, off to Vegas, betting on Final Four, and that was it.
The end. No, there's a movement called Laugh at LeBron, if you go to twitter.com/laughatlebron, that is encouraging fans to laugh at LeBron because he's made comments.
Like he makes jokes?
Well, no, like anytime he has the ball.
Oh.
Because you don't want to do the unsportsmanlike thing and boo
throw
and
batteries.
Swear and throw batteries. You don't want to fill up a pillowcase with oranges.
Now, let's not forget these are the same fans, Cleveland fans, that flooded an end zone of Brown Stadium in beer bottles.
Yeah.
1 year. So these fans are prone to throwing objects.
Right. I fear something will be thrown. And then LeBron has said that, ooh, anything that Cleveland says about me, it's just going to make me stronger.
Right.
You know, his stupid one-liner.
Yeah, that's been working
has.
So far, is that fledgling at 9-8.
So anyway, there's a movement to laugh at him. Other people have said they're just going to be silent and turn their back on him, like when he's announced. And
yeah,
I don't know.
And I heard there's coordinated cheers. I saw on Facebook they're doing coordinated things.
Oh, really?
There's going to be so coordinated things said at certain times of the game. Mm-hmm. I can't wait as a pure fan standpoint. I won't be at the game, but it's going to be fascinating. Even if I wasn't a Cleveland fan, I think if Michael Jordan left the Bulls and came back in this situation, I'd be fascinated to watch it even in that situation. So I'm very curious to see how this all plays out. There's going to be a lot of things that we can't predict that are going to happen.
I mean, do you think he's even going? Some people have said that he's not even going
to
show.
No, you know he is, because they need to win. They're not playing very well. Everyone's important. So I think it's purely the fact they need to win.
By the way, so I'm looking at StubHub. So I was wondering how much tickets are going for. The range it says they're going for from $70 to $9,999.
Okay, so just under $10,000.
So that's the ticket range. I don't know how accurate that or more 68 to 411. So the cheapest that you can get right now,
$68 gets you in.
$68 to the game.
I don't think I care that much enough to pay that much to see it. But yeah, I mean, I'm definitely gonna watch it on TV and very excited. You know, our Cavs team is, I think, the way to say this Cavs team, this young Cavs team that we have, they're winning the games they're supposed to win, and they're losing the games they're supposed to lose. So the good thing is they are beating these teams that are equal to or below them. They're right around 500 for a young team. I think they're playing very well. I think everyone's relatively pleased with how they're doing. So I think this is a winnable game. Miami is not playing well right now. So but on top of the LeBron thing, I think the fans would much rather have a win than have LeBron, you know, throw things at him or annoy him or get under his skin. I think the fans should unite for one purpose. The Cavs get a win. That's going to be revenge enough on LeBron.
Will there be... Do you think the chance of them throwing objects is greater if the Cavs win or if the Cavs lose?
I think if the Cavs win, I think the fans will... If they're winning through the game, I think the fans will focus more of their energy on rooting the Cavs on, which will help distract from the things. Now, if the Cavs lose, that to me is when, if they're losing badly, that's when fans get bored, they get annoyed, and that to me could incite some bad things to happen.
It's going to be an interesting game. Thursday night in Cleveland, the first Cavs home game against the Heat since LeBron joined the team. All right, moving on. Jeff, you had a story about the government trying to ban cell phones in cars.
Is this
a safety thing?
It's a safety thing. Ray LaHood, the Transportation Department Secretary.
Ray.
You know Ray. We talk about Ray LaHood in this show all the time.
We call him the Hood.
The Hood. The Hood is back, and he's back in the news. And you know, driving, and I'm guilty of this too, it is so dangerous, and I'm sure you do this too. You text when you're driving.
No.
I do sometimes. And it's stupid, and it causes accidents, and I totally am for... You know, banning texting and headless cell phones. What I'm for
headless people should not be driving either. They're dangerous for the road, and I think there should be a movement to get them off.
The hands free cell
get
phones
them off the road. That is,
well, in California, you know, it's mandatory. You know, it's hands free. So if a cop sees you on a phone, you get a ticket. So I'm all for the hands free cell phones. No texting. So LaHood wants to make it so that in the future, if your cell phone's in your car, there's technology that'll actually disable any sort of use of the cell phone while it's in the car.
See, I don't like... I'm normally against anything that's like more government intrusion. I don't know. I understand that there can be safety concerns, but I think that there are so many other things that are safety concerns as well. I mean, long before cell phones, there's, you know, turning your radio dial, there's putting on lipstick, there's eating a sandwich, there's... You're carrying...
I've seen people reading books while they drive. I'm seriously.
Yeah, they actually had something on Amazon that was a book holder that would mount over your steering wheel. So it could hold open a book while you're driving. Now, I think the idea was when you're parked in your car. I'm sure they had some warnings. Don't use
I'm
while
sure
driving.
That...
But the picture of it with the book, a bookrest over your steering wheel... was very humorous.
And I'm sure that's been used in ways it shouldn't. I'm actually for this. I'm for less government in general, but to me, this just makes the road safer. What is the downside to not being able to use your cell phone? I just think people are more focused, especially people that are under, say, age 20, that I think are much more susceptible. They haven't been driving as long. I think, to me, it would be a safer place on the roads. I'm for it.
So how would this work, though? How would this be implemented?
The device would now, you know, technologically speaking, I can't really get the specifics, but your phone would be disabled when it's in the car.
So something would have to be installed by the auto manufacturers?
Yes.
And there would be a law that this device must be in cars?
Yep.
Now, this would also mean that your passengers' phones wouldn't work either, Jeff.
Right, he says. I think, if that's a byproduct of this, I still think it makes for safer roads. But Ray LaHood claims that he says, I think the technology is there, and that you're going to see the technology become adaptable in automobiles to disable cell phones.
Cabs? Would they be in cabs? So if you're in a cab, you can use cell phone. If you're in a van, if you're in buses, limos, even if you're a passenger, you wouldn't be able to use your cell phone.
They would be disabled.
Yeah, I don't think it's worth it. I think the answer is cars that drive themselves. I think we did. I think that will solve all of humanity's problems.
I think high-speed rail is the answer.
Until okay, call out that. All right.
Because I go to Columbus every weekend.
I was looking at something earlier today when we were doing our show prep, when we were getting ready for our show. That's what we call it in the business. We call it in the podcast industry, we call it show prep.
Yep.
And I was looking at Google Trends. I don't know if you've ever, you don't normally use the internet.
What's Google?
But if you go to google.com/trends, you can actually see what people are searching for online.
Oh, radio show with Jeff and Jeremy came up.
Yeah, we're in the top 10. No, so number one right now, Leslie Nielsen. That makes sense.
And you know, I get that.
Because he just died.
I respect that.
Right. Then there was Cyber Monday deals 2010. That makes sense.
I just typed that in.
Considering it's Cyber Monday, yeah. I see you bumped up number two. Number three hot searches on Google, bear gallbladder uses. People are going to Google and they're searching for bear gallbladder uses. Now, this doesn't mean it's the third most popular thing searched for. This just means there was a sudden increase in traffic. So it doesn't mean, I mean, there's still
it's trending.
People looking for dirty
other animals' gallbladders.
Whatever, other gallbladder type thing. But this has seen recent popularity. So I had to do my own search, and from the USSPost.com, they had an article about using a bear gallbladder. It says the bear gallbladder usually used for medicinal purposes in old Chinese medicine. The bile is kept in the bladder and expressed to cure several sicknesses and is used in anything from eye drops to pharmaceutical drugs. Organs of bear are sold at a cost of $400 to $800 per the whole game of hunting the bears, and selling or trade underground of its organs is totally legal. This sounds like it was not written by somebody who English is their primary language.
Right.
But it sounds like there's a black market out there for
bear organs.
Bear organs. So who knew?
This guy didn't, and I'm not interested in that, knowing that. That's pretty disgusting.
That's all we got on there. So Oprah 12 Days, Spider-Man on Broadway, people looking for quotes from the movie Airplane because they want to go to the water cooler and be like, hey, I hear Leslie Nielsen died, and they want
to... Speaking of quotes, though, not taking anything away from Mr. Nielsen,
who we
all love and respect. I saw Dumb and Dumber last week, which is one of my favorite movies.
Right, yes. Yeah,
and we all know there's a lot of lines in that movie that everyone can recite.
So is that what we're going to do right now?
No. Well, yes. Well, I wouldn't mind doing that. But the one I just noticed, for some reason, this probably the 75th time I've watched the movie, I noticed that when Jim Carrey's character first finds Lauren Holly's character with her luggage, with the Samsonite.
Yeah.
And he's got this line, quote, "When Lloyd Christmas drives a woman to the airport, he makes sure he gets all her luggage. That's my whole philosophy." Struck me as hilarious, and I've never noticed that line before. It's so ridiculous.
Huh.
That's my whole philosophy.
Huh.
So watch the movie 80 times. Sometimes you still find something that you find hilarious.
It is one of those movies. Now, what did you think about the prequel?
Oh, I didn't. See, I don't want to see that because I know it wasn't good.
Spoil it for you?
Yeah. Jim Carrey, Jeff Daniels. I love that movie.
They did a pretty good job of I mean, for the actors that they got to play themselves as they were younger, it was pretty good as good as it can get.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
But even as an actor, like getting, I mean, even auditioning for that movie, it's like, you know that, oh man, people aren't going to,
it won't be the same. The bar is so high.
But. They did a decent job.
But I do still watch, like, Wedding Crashers. I mean, I've seen those movies so many times, and you still find things that are hilarious.
Oh. So I guess Channel 5's morning show is now going to start at 4:30 in the morning.
And, like, you know what? Here's what bothers me about this. Several things bother me. I think the main motivation is just to say, we are now the earliest morning news show in town.
Right.
And that's great. Put that on your commercials. But if you're getting up that early, are you really taking time to watch these idiots on TV?
Yeah.
I got to be at work at 5 in the morning, but I'm going to get up a little earlier to see these two talk about what's going on in Cleveland today.
If you have time to watch the 4:30 a.m. news before going to work, you should sleep in.
That's what's bothering me so much, but I know it's just for their commercials. And I wonder, where does it end? Because what if Channel 3 then says, we're going on at 4, Channel 5?
Well, when I worked at
we're the earliest.
When I worked at Channel 3, so I had to get to work at Channel 3 when I first started at 3:30 in the morning. So we used to do news cut-ins. Even before the news would come on. The news would come on at 5 a.m. when I was working there. I think that's what they're doing now. I think it's 5 to 7 and then the Today Show starts. And even 5 in the morning, I used to be standing there in the studio and being like, if I take my pants off and walk behind the anchor right now, will we get any phone calls?
Who's watching?
That used to be my, I always thought, I knew somebody would watch.
That would have been a good last day thing for you to do.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't have done good for my career. Not that I've done that great for my career on my own without that. So maybe I should have just gone for it. But
you could have been like the guy who jumped out of the airplane on his last day. That's steward.
Yeah, exactly.
That's your version of it.
Who's watching that early? I agree.
But I just love how it's going to keep going up and up and up until there's going to be just a continuation from the 11 o'clock news at night. It's just going to keep going in the morning to say they're the first.
So there you go, Channel 5. You're the first in the morning.
And we Ooh. Hate you for it.
And we hate you for it. And we're deliberately not watching.
Yep.
All right. It is 8 o'clock. And you know what time that is. We got about 15 minutes left, Jeff. What do you think?
I think we got to penetrate these lyrics, Jeremy.
Music penetration. Everyone's... You know what? I'm not even going to say it's everyone's favorite segment on Radio Show with Jeff
I think
Jeremy.
It's everyone's least favorite segment, but it's your and it's my favorite segment.
I'm going to say it's people have the are the most passionate about it.
Yes.
Either for or against.
Yep.
But passionate.
And people tend to be against it, but we're going to go ahead and we're going to try it again because, Jeremy, I still know there's people out there, and I've seen them. They want to know the story behind these songs, and yes. we're going to deliver it to them.
Yeah, and we actually... We can go ahead and give the song, say what song it is, but we actually have a sample to play first.
Okay.
But go ahead and say who this is. This is We Are Who We Are. And they actually spell out R with the letter R.
Yeah, that was kinda surprising like, to me. Pleasant surprise.
Like Toys R Us, but it's not backwards. It's a forwards R.
Right.
And this is by Kesha. With Kesha with an S, she puts a dollar sign.
Dollar sign.
Which makes it difficult to search for her on the internet.
Yes, you gotta get the dollar sign.
But there you go. So this is a sampling of "We Are Who We Are" by Kesha, and then we're gonna give some music penetration and tell you what these lyrics actually mean.
Now, Jerry, that song is catchy.
It is catchy.
I mean, I want more. Is it over?
Well, that's all we're just gonna give him a teaser.
Okay.
There's copyright violations.
Now, I feel like as I'm listening to that song, Jerry, I could hear it very clearly. As I'm listening to that song along with our listeners, I'm thinking it kind of sounds like a song somebody wrote about two guys named Jeff and Jeremy.
There's already protests in the chat room over music penetration. See? You love it or hate it. RadioshowOnline.com/chatroom. Let us know what you think.
But I feel like the song could be about a couple guys that have a little Cleveland podcast. Jeff and Jeremy. We are who we are, Jeremy.
So? Okay.
We
okay.
say we are who we are.
Okay. Yeah.
So let's see if we
are
can
who we are. I mean, who else could you be? I am who I am.
That's why I like Kesha. She's obvious, yet not obvious. Yet obvious again.
I think that's... Isn't this kind of what Popeye said? Didn't he used to say something like this? We are who we are?
I think he did. But yeah, he did. And I don't know, actually, if he did. I can't vouch for that. But let's go, Jeremy. Hot and Dangerous. Again, I'm going to say this is like us. Let's see if that. Let's see if my prediction is true.
You think this song is about us. Homage to us? Okay.
Possibly. Hot and Dangerous.
Right.
If you're one of us, then roll with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always bought people like, I'm always up people to roll with us. Like, I wouldn't mind more people rolling with us.
Right.
But you got to be one of us.
Right. You're right.
You can't be different from us. Like, I don't want people coming in here and saying, hey, Jeff and Jeremy, I want to hang out with you guys, but I'm going to do things a little differently. No. You got to be one of us. We're going to roll with us.
Okay.
So Kesha, I get it.
Yeah.
That's everything she's saying so far is fair.
I'm with you.
Because we make the hipsters fall in love. I would even...
Now, what is a hipster?
Well, I don't want to focus on hipsters. I think anyone should fall in love. I don't think you have to single out any particular group.
No, but they make the hipsters fall in
love. What do they do that makes only hipsters?
I don't know. See, I've had this discussion before with various people, is I can't quite find...
What is a hipster?
And I have looked up hipsters on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Even Wikipedia is unclear. If Wikipedia doesn't know... I don't know if you know what Wikipedia is. It's a website.
Is that a store?
It's kind of like a store.
Okay.
With information.
A store in my computer?
Yeah, a store in your computer with information. But even Wikipedia doesn't know what hipsters are. All right, go ahead.
When we got our hot pants on enough, and yes, of course we does.
Now, does that mean hot pants, those are like tight?
Yes.
Like leather type pants?
Yes.
Kind of like the ones you're wearing today?
Yes, exactly. Okay. So again, the parallels are going forward.
Right, you're rolling with
like
us.
Like we thought. We're running this town just like a club.
Mm-hmm.
So does Frank Jackson run Cleveland like a club, do you think?
I don't think so. Does Frank Jackson still live in Cleveland?
I don't know. Is he still the mayor?
I haven't seen him recently.
I feel like he recently won an election.
Is he doing anything?
And no, you don't want to mess with us. And I tell, you know, don't mess with Jeremy and I. I say that freely.
Right. Now this is kind of an interesting turn.
Yeah.
Like this line here. She sums it up with, got Jesus on my necklace.
Is that why, like, but now before she says, don't mess with us, is it because she believes in Jesus? Is that like the punchline?
I don't know. I mean, I just feel that that line just came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Necklace doesn't rhyme with anything, or else I would have thought that she threw it with us. Doesn't rhyme
necklace.
With necklace.
I think that's Kesha.
That's
Jeremy.
Kind of a stretch.
That's Kesha. You think your bar is too high for
okay,
her.
Okay, you're right. You're right. My bar is too high for Kesha.
Got that glitter on my eyes. Stockings ripped all up the side.
Oh.
So was she maybe in a car accident?
I think so, yeah. I've seen women with the ripped stockings, and normally I ask, I'm like, ooh, excuse
me. Are you okay?
Ma'am?
Should I call 911?
Ma'am, I noticed that your stockings are ripped.
Yes.
Do you have a problem? Can I help you with that?
Do you ask her to roll with you?
Did you fall down the stairs at Blind Pig? Can
right.
I help you?
Right.
Can I help you up? Yeah, so I've seen that a lot.
So that's an in look.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Looking sick and sexified, so let's go, oh, let's go. Okay, so clearly she wants this look. This is a good look for her. She wasn't in an accident.
Right.
This is how she goes out.
You know what I've come to realize is that when we do music penetration for rappers, they have much deeper lyrics than Kesha.
Mm-hmm.
Rappers are much more deep. Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah.
That they have a much more deeper meaning than Kesha. This seems pretty surface.
Basically, Kesha's looking to go out in the town, uh-huh. and that's pretty superficial.
Tonight we're going har 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 har.
Is it like a pirate thing?
Har like yo ho yo ho.
Yeah.
Maybe the pirates are who ripped her stockings.
Okay. So is she going after the pirates were going after? Are they going? I mean, she's going back after the pirates now with some friends, saying we're going to get them.
Right.
Because they just attacked me and my stockings are ripped.
Right. Just like the world is ours. Okay, again, you know, this just she thinks she's the stuff.
Yep.
We're tearing it apart, part. Maybe, again, back to the stockings. Back to the ripped up stockings is what they're tearing up.
She's angry about that, so they're going back after the pirates.
You know we're superstars.
We are who we are. Which is very, it's a very deep comment, we are who we are.
Yeah.
I think Kesha is talking about more than meets the eye there.
Right.
There's more behind that.
All right, you want to take this one?
Yeah, again, now they're dancing. Now, this is where, are they going after, how do the pirates turn into this? We're dancing like we're dumb. So are they trying to basically, like, they go to they find the pirates, they're like, hey, let's not let the pirates think that we're that clever. We'll dance like we're dumb. We'll catch the pirates off guard.
How do you dance like you're dumb?
I mean, I think Kesha does it every day.
I don't know about the dancing like you're dumb, but yeah. All right.
So the buyers are going numb. So at this point, do you think they've... to me, it always goes back to roofies. I mean, did they take in a substance?
it always goes back to roofies. Yes. Yeah. That's true. You know, I didn't think about that. Perhaps it's the pirates that they were trying to get away from.
That now have gotten to
their
drinks.
Stockings, right. They're like, oh, we got your stockings, but you got away. But now we're going to put this in your drink and make your body go numb.
So they want the DJ to turn it up. It's about time. It's about damn time to
jump
that
you
up.
Jump the lyrics. We'll be forever young.
I think they're kind of repeating it.
Yeah.
So DJ, turn it up. It's about damn time. Now they're getting angry. They're swearing.
Uh-huh.
I'm so sick of being so serious. I'm making my brain delirious.
Yeah.
I can't picture this. Yeah, I can't piece this together.
You know, I'm beginning to be one of those people that has a strong passion about music penetration. I think it's all in the lyric. This one's just not, I don't know. This seems very,
I don't know what she's trying to say in the song.
Yeah. This just dancing and just, yeah.
Well, that's Kesha's We Are Who We Are.
Wow. I think it's much more about the beat with Kesha.
It is, and it really is, yeah.
I think we should just dub this in with just blah, 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 blah. And I think it would pretty much do the same on the charts.
Yeah, so the words are just filler for the rhythm.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's getting this for the deep lyric. There's no emo people, like, scrawling out the Kesha lyrics on their The Crow notebook.
Right, that's true.
Did you like that reference?
That was a nice reference.
The reference from The Crow? Yeah.
Well, at least it's going to have time to talk about the Bodies exhibition.
How do we kill another 5 minutes? Yes, the Bodies exhibition has been extended until January 2nd at East 4th and Euclid. Now, this is kind of, have you done this yet? Have you gone to the Bodies?
No, but exhibition? I've always wanted to. I've seen it in other cities advertised. And I've always kind of been curious about it.
So it's kind of odd. They have these real human bodies that I guess, and there's some controversy around them because these are actually Chinese bodies. These are dead Chinese people bodies.
Okay, I didn't know the ethnicity. Okay.
Yeah. And there was some controversy, I guess, of how the company that's running the show acquired the bodies.
Hmm.
Like if the people whose bodies they're using gave permission ahead of time or not, or if they purchased them illegally from the morgue. I don't know. I'm not saying I know. I'm just saying that's what, you know, that's what the word on the street
okay.
is. Mm. But they have these bodies, and then they're, like, frozen. They do some process where they kind of freeze these bodies so you can see all the muscle and the... I don't know. It doesn't seem like something that I want to visit during the holiday season.
Yeah. I'm trying to think when a good time to do that. Maybe, like, 4th of July?
4th of July. Or Halloween or
Halloween
something.
Halloween might be good.
If they dressed up the bodies.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, if they made more of, like, a Halloween scene around them.
Yeah, well, it's here. Maybe a manger scene for Christmas.
A manger scene of dead bodies. That's, all right, you can send your letters to hatemail@radioshowonline.com.
That was Jeff, for the record. I'll bring it. I'll take it on. Send your emails. I'll take every one of you on. So that's through January 2nd. So I'm looking forward.
I think
forward.
You should bring this up at confessional on Sunday. Forgive me, Father, I have sinned. It's been six years since my last confession. So I made this joke. You know the bodies exhibit? I said they should make a manger scene out of it. What are you thinking?
One Hail Mary, I'm done. That's my prediction.
So anyway, that's going on through January 2nd. They should do like all sorts of like
seasonal.
They should do
scenes. You're on board with this.
Reenactments.
A little Plymouth Rock scene for Thanksgiving.
Now they should have like a Leslie Nielsen scene, yeah. Like something from Naked Gun. Or Airplane. Oh boy, that is not.
Yeah, the possibilities are endless.
That is not right. That is, as they say, or everywhere, too soon.
Too soon, body exhibition. And talk about body exhibitions, what about burgers?
Yeah. You know what? We have a link on our Facebook page. If you go to radioshowonline.com and then jump over to our Facebook page, we actually have a post, or will shortly, about the... About the best burgers in Cleveland, and Joe Cray in the Plain Dealer. I think he always does a good job of. Who are you texting right now? We're doing a podcast here, and you're texting away. There should be. I want to put a cell phone killer in this room so it kills your cell phone, so you can't text while we're doing a radio show.
But I feel like our show, there should just be a podcast show about burgers, raking...
Burger. Oh, I spilled water all over your carpet.
You sure did.
I'm sorry.
About about burgers, raking burger places, and bars.
Raping burger places?
Ranking.
Oh, ranking.
Burger. Like, that's all. If we could only just talk about, like, best burgers or rank them and best happy hours, that'd be our material.
I would do that.
And I feel like people now, like, the Plain Dealer's starting to get in that a little bit. So, real quick.
Amp 150, if you haven't been there, that's at West 150 at I-71.
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking of the Tower 130.
Tower 130. We've had this discussion before as well. No, Amp 150, it's in the Marriott there at West 150 at the I-71. That's an awesome restaurant. They got a great... bacon double cheese.
Was that number one? Or was it ranked, or did they just threw out some good ones?
These are just thrown out there. Brown Bag Burgers in North Olmsted was kind of a surprising one. That's in like Great Northern Mall. That I consider more of like it
fast food?
More of like chainish.
Yeah,
like, you know, kind of like a Five Guys, which is good, but I don't know if I would put it on a list.
Because the other ones, like, we've been to B Spot in Woodmere. That's a great spot.
We have.
No pun intended. Let's see. Buell's Barbecue.
B Spot's a great spot. Five Guys. See, they do mention Five Guys.
They do
have
some change mixed in. Flying Fig. We talked about Flying Fig tonight. Earlier.
We did. They have a new market where you can get
takeout
stuff.
Which I'm always looking for.
You're always looking for good
My oven has not been on and since I've owned the house, I don't think. I did a self-cleaning once. Really?
Do you ever cook anything?
No.
No?
I warm things up in a microwave.
And see, last time you were talking about, like, if you're on a date, like, and women say their thing is cooking, that's a turn off for you.
Yeah, let's go out and eat.
And I would think that would be a good thing for you, because you don't...
No, it's not a turn off. It's just that it's boring if that's your one thing, cooking. Let's clarify that. Have something a little more interesting. That can be something, but not the thing.
And what did you say your thing again was?
It was baseball, but I'm searching.
Baseball.
But even searching is more interesting than cooking.
So you think...
At least that, I can admit I'm still searching.
You think that she's going to think, like, baseball, oh, that's awesome.
No,
you're,
no.
Like, cooking boring?
Not when I was working for the Indians, yeah, it was awesome. Because that was awesome.
And it, yeah, but I don't know if every girl is impressed that you worked in the back office for the Indians.
Front office, Jeremy. That's what gets them.
Sorry. You're right.
Every time.
You're right.
Tommy's Cleveland Heights. I can't speak for their burgers, but I can speak for their milkshakes, which are delicious.
Yes.
Even though they're like $8 now.
They have Verve in Cleveland here, and that's already closed. Well, so that kind of...
Take them off the list.
Yeah. Whitey's Booze and Burgers. Have you ever been there in Richfield?
No, I don't get to Richfield enough.
I know, but I have heard awesome things, and I really never get down to never get down.
I've got to clean up this water.
But I hear they have great burgers. It's seeping. It's seeping in. Where are you going? We have a minute left in the podcast. All right. Really? It's only water. Well, everyone, if you want to check out, we do the show live every Monday night at 7:30 at radioshowonline.com. Send your email for show suggestions to hate mail at radioshowonline.com. And of course, you can always go to radioshowonline.com to hear any of our previous episodes. It's fine, Jeff. It's fine. It's fine. For Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, this is Jeremy.
This is Jeff.
Have a week.
Have a week.